Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It has to do with football in the AFC. Yeah. Who's the second best team in the AFC? At KFH Radio is the Twitter handle. So we get back to some normalcy, some sports Twitter poll. Who's the second best team in the AFC? Kansas City, Buffalo, Houston, Baltimore. Two-horse race, and despite Houston beating Kansas City, more people think that Kansas City actually is the second-best team. It's close, 45%.
And that's good, and people should think that. I'll be very curious to see how they react tonight.
Playing devil's advocate, why would people think that Kansas City's better than Houston? They beat them in their place.
I think that there's a feeling of got to get healthy.
True. I totally agree with that.
And then you got to remember they were an offsides away from being in the Super Bowl a year ago. What's changed?
Their defense hasn't.
They were 12-4 last year, lest we forget.
Mm-hmm.
So, and right now they're 4-2. Win tonight, they're 5-2. It's a little too early to panic, and I'm not saying the Chiefs fans are panicking by any
stretch.
Some of them are. But boy, I've talked to a few of them this week. It's been and I'm like, dude, chill out. And their contention is defensively, how do you fix this?
And they're used to Patrick Mahomes pulling rabbits out of the hat left and right. Now he's suddenly not doing it quite as often.
Right.
I think.
Well, and that's the issue, isn't it? Really. Mm-hmm. When you get right down to it, they're putting a ton on Patrick Mahomes right now.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes may have the broadest shoulders in the entire NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's Patrick Mahomes. And he's a baller, man. I mean, he gets out and he plays. He doesn't care. He'll whatever comes his way, he'll meet the challenge, and he's good enough to do it. But you get a little frayed at the edges when he's taking shots. There's a reason his ankle's bothering him a little bit. I know he's not complaining about it, but there's a reason he's banged up. He's getting shots. He's taking shots. He's taking them in the pocket. But they're still 4-2. They're still one of the top scoring teams in the NFL, even if they haven't shown that over the last 2 weeks. It's too early to get off their bandwagon, in my opinion. So
I'm concerned about the injuries, though. I really am. I can't.
I hear you.
I know the play calling is suspect as far as how many times they've tried to run the ball, and that could be a direct correlation with them being banged up on the offensive line. I'm aware of that.
Yeah, no, you could be right. But yeah, absolutely.
But it's not Madden, right. Okay? It's not video game. You can't create a better offensive lineman out of nowhere, and two of them are banged up. Two of them are out. Wiley and Fisher.
And tonight, you can make the argument, and it would be an argument because there are other guys that would fit into this discussion, but you can make an argument that you're talking about the best offensive mind in coaching football in the NFL and Andy Reid against, in Vic Fangio, a guy that might be certainly in the discussion, he would be, as one of the best defensive coaches in the NFL. Now, his personnel, it's not like he had, like he did a year ago in Chicago.
It was better than
Chiefs. But he's got pretty good personnel anyway.
Sure.
Yeah. He's still got pretty good personnel. And the last 2 weeks, they have been lights out. Lights out. We'll see. I'm not, but I think that that's a very interesting sidebar on this whole thing. Hunter is up next at 869-1240. That's the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline. Hunter, it's nice to have you on the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I know I was listening to you guys, and I was hearing like how like some Chiefs fans were getting a little worried and everything. I'm kind of like on the edge of that because I'm thinking about like how Andrew Luck and how Deshaun Watson's been kind of banged up and everything because they weren't protecting them. So I'm kind of like just right in the middle between like, okay, we got a franchise quarterback now. Let's get him going. You know, let's protect him. And, you know, I understand the injuries are there, but, you know.
Well, best way to protect him is
you
to get a running game going. And they haven't even tried. So,
and that's where you got to do it.
Thanks, Hunter.
Yeah, because when you're putting it all on him, that means he has to make plays virtually every time he takes a snap. That is a lot to ask of anybody, even Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Just is.
And the other way to protect him, or one other way, is to roll him out, get him away from pressure. Well, that's a little problematic when you're not 100% with the ankle.
Sure.
And we'll never know at what percent he is. But in trying to move him around and roll him out, even a left-handed pass every now and then, not going to save a quarterback that's missing half of his offensive line, his number two wide receiver. They need to get healthy, and they need to do whatever is necessary to win this game tonight. Win 9-6 for all I care, but just win, get out of there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And get 10 days off to where maybe at least a handful of these guys come back on both sides of the ball.
No question. Yep. Couldn't agree with you more. Eric Wedge, when we continue, let's talk a little Shocker baseball. Let's talk a little Major League Baseball with the man himself. As we continue here. Sports Daily on a Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.